I would be really proud of the fact that I'd gotten to play a little bit of Robin Hood.
You would think of it as a legal gift.
I would think that the universe gave me a gift because I wasn't trying to get that money. It just, you know, it would have just ended up, I was $95,000 richer.
You'd give it all to charity.
Yes, I would.
You are a remarkable person. You really are. I mean, a lot of people would either just plain give it back to avoid the hassle, and not get into a fight because it might end up costing you $95,000. How about legal help? Would you be your own attorney? Sounds like you could be.
No, I wouldn't. I think that that could be naive on my part. I would get a.
Well, you've got F. Lee Bailey, but he's busy.
I would get a good lawyer who specializes in bank check law.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Patrick Combs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I think we're missing the whole point here. That money's not his. I mean, I don't care if it's legal or not legal. The money is not his. And I mean, I can give you a perfect example of how this, works. I went to an ATM machine at First Interstate. I asked for $100, and it gave me back, I think it was $120. Okay, so it's $20 more than I had in there. Mm-hmm. I wrote a check, sent it back to the bank, sent them a brief note, and got this terrific letter back from, a bank vice president pointing out that money is not my money. It's someone else's money. And he also said that if at any time I wanted a loan at the bank, to come in at any time, because I had demonstrated my, faith and integrity.
Your honesty.
So, I mean, it's just not his money. It's not an issue. I don't know why we're spending so much time on this tonight.
All right, well, because apparently there is a legal question.
Can I say something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it begs two questions. My instant response is, it's not my money because I didn't earn it. At the value and consideration level, I didn't earn the money. It's not mine. But it also begs a very serious question, which is, then what is the law for? Why are there tomes and court cases on what entitles a person legally to money? And if a bank is supposed to dishonor a check by a certain amount of time in order to save people from hardship, mm-hmm. and we don't follow the rules when it's in our favor, but the bank wants us to follow it when it's in their favor, then, what are we talking about?
Yeah, isn't there a Monopoly card that says bank error in your favor, collect $200?
Yeah, that's starting to seem like a very ridiculous card to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could have said $95,000 or so.
Yeah. Those laws... Things like the midnight deadline are laid down for a reason, mm-hmm. and I really, as much as I want to give the money back, I also think, well, what are the laws for then? Because we don't do our money system based on ethics. We do it based on laws.
Right. So are the laws only enforceable when they're on the bank side? Is a good question. Hold on one second.
Why aren't people questioning the bank's ethics like, hey, Patrick legally got a claim to the money? And banks, banks depend on those laws for their profit.
It's true.
So why are they telling him that he's got to give it back? Why don't they just go, we're playing by rules laid down in this book. We like this. We agree to this book. It's how we make a lot of profit every year. And, he got it this time. So we move along.
All right. Hold on a second, Patrick.